Hi, welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. My name's Adam. JK, it's fucking Kelly. And guess who we are doing a solo chat with? Mwah! Hey guys, it's just me this week talking about some sexy fun stuff that I like to do on the side. But before we get into that, let's talk about our favorite little place to play, Alt Playground. So Alt Playground is definitely changing the game, okay? Earlier this year, they merged with Sexy Mofo, and now they are welcoming Swinger Social to the Alt Playground family. So past members of these sites are being provided with trial memberships to Alt Playground, and you can definitely tell that Alt Playground is making big moves to serve the lifestyle community, and we hope you'll join the movement too. Fun fact, me and Adam are on the site. Join our community and see what other naughty things we can get up to in Alt Playground. All right, guys. Also, would like to take a little pause to mention our other partnership, and it is Promescent. All right, guys. Promescent has some amazing products that me and Adam both use every day, at least, to help with fun, sexy times. So what really got our attention was the delay spray. I know that I mentioned that Adam has been having some trouble, but not lately, with staying hard, and their delay spray is amazing. They also have lubes. One of the aloe lubes is one of my favorite go-tos, right by my nightstand, always ready, handy to grab during playtime. They hooked you guys up with a discount code, so when you fill up your cart with all these goodies, just use the discount code NAKED15 and you will get 15% off. How exciting is that? All right, guys, now let's get into the fun. So the topic for today's solo chat with moi is my OnlyFans. And I kind of want to put up a little disclaimer. So I have a private OnlyFans where I show my face and all of my goodies. But at this time, I am not giving out that information to you lovely people, okay? Just something that I might do in the future, but not currently, okay? So this is my little endeavor into the OnlyFans world. So as many of you guys have known, we are currently in a fucking shit show over here in the US. We are the hub spot for this COVID-19 virus. And when all this started to happen, like around March, I personally got sick with pneumonia and it felt like I had the coronavirus, but I did not. I had an antibodies check and it was negative. So I just had plain old pneumonia, but it felt like I was dying. So I had to quarantine myself along with Adam. We had to stay in our house/apartment for 14 days. And during that 14 days, well, Adam got to work from home and I did not get to work at all. So I was not contributing to our income, given that we did have a little bit like saved, like a little savings saved for emergencies. And we were living off that. But how sad for me that like I'm the breadwinner in this relationship. I am the one who contributes the most to our savings, financially, to our goals, all that stuff. And me not being able to do that really messed with my psyche. So I was kind of looking into ways of making a little, you know, a little side money, a little extra spending money, money to kind of help with bills, to kind of feel like, you know, I was contributing. So I did have a Penny Deal account, and I think I let my card expire on the one that was billing reoccurringly for that membership. I let it expire and I just never got a new one. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I just want to do this. Let me try OnlyFans. Because at that point, I got a Twitter. It is definitely hopping on the Twitter world with sex worker stuff and like porn stuff. Like it is very, very explicit. And so I got a Twitter. I was looking on there. A lot of people were talking about OnlyFans. Our neighbor actually was talking about getting an OnlyFans, and I was like, yeah, let me join you. Let's do this together. And our neighbor, we've mentioned her, she is a stripper. All the strip clubs were closed. And she was also looking at it as a way to make extra income for her. So I decided to do the OnlyFans because it looked fun. It looked exciting. And I signed up for an account. took a couple of days for them to verify me, because you have to send in a picture of your driver's license and have to like look at it and see that you're a real person. I did that. And during that time, I was researching how to navigate the site, how to make content, what I needed. So it was a lot in the beginning. So I ordered a couple new outfits from this like cheap site that my stripper friend recommended. I ordered a little mini, what's it called? A little ring light for me to, you know, post sexy photos of myself. And I also watched this YouTube video on how this girl made OnlyFans profitable for her. I think she's a porn star in the community. So when I got approved, I started working on my profile picture. I started working on my banner photo. I picked a price point that I was comfortable with to people to purchase my subscription. And it was very hard in the beginning because I know you want to get people to like look at your OnlyFans and want to subscribe. And the only way they can do that is like you have to self-promote and to promote your OnlyFans link. And once they click the link, you can kind of see a little preview of how many photos you have and how many videos you have. And at this point, little Kelly had zero. Okay. So Adam was my first subscriber. Bless his little heart. He loves me. He was the first one to subscribe to my OnlyFans. And I was like, fuck, how am I gonna get all this content on there and people like be willing to want to, you know, subscribe? And like you literally have to like think of like creative ways to display your pussy. Like there's only so many ways for you to like have a pussy shot, some tits out. I know there's like videos you can put out there, but like my OnlyFans, how much is it? I think it's only like, my OnlyFans is cheap, guys. It is not that expensive. I'm not a porn star over here charging $20 per subscription. Mine is cheap as dirt. I got 3 fans right now, guys. This is for real. I got 3 fans that subscribe to my content. Oh, my OnlyFans, guys, is $5. Okay. And then the OnlyFans site charges a dollar fee. So what I net from it, what I take home is $4. So it's not a lot. It's not a lot. It's $5 a month for pics and vids, depending on what the scheduling is for the person you subscribe to. Some people post every fucking day, which I tried that and it was very hard. Okay. I used to post at least 3 pictures a day, sometimes twice a day. God, I was such a fucking savage. And the frequency of posting started getting to me. Like I used to have to like schedule my shit out for a week in advance. And sometimes I didn't feel like taking sexy pictures, guys. I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel attractive. I didn't feel like I was pretty enough like all these other OnlyFans people that I follow on my Twitter. Like, they are fucking gorgeous. And I'm just over here like a little jelly roll is what I felt like. And it honestly, it got to me, guys. It got to me. And I just started getting more anxious and more depressed thinking about posting to my OnlyFans. And that's not how I want to feel about me doing like extra creative things and all this stuff. I was just super sad and I didn't want to do anything. And Adam even volunteered to like take over on creating my content, but I didn't want to do that because he's one of my content watchers and I didn't want him to see anything I posted before, you know? So it was a very difficult time for me. Like I was not working. I didn't feel like I had any worth at the time. I was just trying to recover. And I even posted about how I'm a nurse and like, I'm not working right now because I might have the corona. They wouldn't let me get tested for it at that time. So I thought I might have had the corona. And like, I'm looking at for other ways to make income. I even posted about that on like a whisper thing. And I got like maybe a couple pity fans from that. And then I posted, I'm an active member of the Imgur site, which is a picture sharing, meme sharing place on the internet. I even posted about it on there. I got some more pity followers from there. And yeah, it's very hard to promote yourself on Twitter, which is what I was mainly trying to do. Like you have to be super active on there and like post your link, spam people with it. And I'm not one of those people that's like good at that. I'm not good at promoting myself. And it just kind of fell on the wayside. At one point, I think I had maybe 20 followers, guys. It wasn't a lot. Over here, my stripper fan was like reaching 100, like over 100 followers. And she was like top 5% of all the models on OnlyFans. I was like, fuck. I was getting a little like depressed competing with her because we have different looks. She dances for a living. I do not. I'm just a little nurse trying to save lives over here. But I was getting jealous of all her fans that would sign up for her. And I was just like, damn, she's over here making bank. And I'm just over here with my like 5-10 subscribers. Now I have fucking 3. Whoopee. And I could tell that it was starting to affect me mentally, like being trying to be something I wasn't and trying to promote myself in a way that I didn't feel comfortable. And it was just all overwhelming. Like it got to me. It got to me really bad. And the schedule also got to me. Like I was saying, guys, I would try to post 2 times a day, and it's just a lot to like get dolled up. Like I used to like the process of like putting on makeup and putting on a cute, sexy outfit for fun. And now I had to do it for a job, and it wasn't as fun. I didn't enjoy it at all. And Adam could tell. He started to like not push for me to post on there as much, and like was just very understanding, and I loved him for it. And it was just, I needed a break from it. So I've been kind of casually posting on there for my 3 fucking subscribers. 2 of them I know, okay? 2 of them I know personally. 1 of them is Adam. And yeah, so they know what they're getting themselves into. They know me. But yeah, I recommend, like, sex work is fucking real work, okay? Like, this is a job. And you need to invest your time and energy into it. And it can get, like, mentally draining. So watch out for your mental health, guys. Like, I worship the people who have the stamina and the drive to do this. I am not one of those people. This is not my primary job. Nursing is. And I put all my energy into that. But I was trying to maybe spread myself a little too thin with this OnlyFans. And it was just, it was a lot. But as some of you may know, Adam has mentioned this, that we might be doing a couples OnlyFans. And I feel like I would enjoy that. Mostly because Adam might be more willing to, take over the role of posting stuff and publishing things and promoting ourselves. I mean, I would too, but, you know, it's just maybe sharing the load of everything. So, yeah, that is my OnlyFans journey. I still currently have it on there. If you ever find me on the Twitters and know my real face, follow me. You might get to see me. But like I said at the beginning, a disclaimer, I'm not going to give out this OnlyFans link, okay? This is just something I did during quarantine. I thought I could, you know, make a little monies. I did make a little bit, not a lot. Not even a lot. Less than $200. But yeah, I had fun in the beginning. It was definitely very fun until it got to be too much. So yeah. Yeah, guys. So I hope you like my little soiree into this OnlyFans world. Those of you want to do it, I definitely recommend it. It's a lot of fun, but think about the mental toll it could have on your health. I definitely recommend looking up Lena the Plug's video on her OnlyFans because that helped me a lot. Also doing your own research, being active in the Twitter community, all that stuff. All right, guys, now time to mention Alt Playground one more time. They are game changers, guys. They're making big moves in the lifestyle community. So I hope you'll join us on there and get to check out our little community. Get to check out all the forums, all the cool things happening, going on, okay? Also, don't forget about the Naked15 code on Promescent.com. Get yourself some goodies and get yourself a discount while you're at it, okay? As always, it is so awesome to talk to you guys. Please interact with me on Twitter, even though Adam runs the Twitter. Instagram, I do the Instagram. Our website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can follow our socials at TNR Podcast, Twitter, Insta. I think we have a Facebook. I honestly don't look at that one. All right, guys. It was lovely chatting with you. Hope to see you next week. Bye.